The concepts and views discussed in The Raw Truth are the views of the host and guests. If you plan on beginning a new health or wellness program, such as those discussed on the show, please remember to consult your healthcare professional before starting or significantly changing your personal lifestyle. Welcome to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Did you know there are over 900 different diseases caused by mineral deficiency, and some of them could even result in sudden death? Chef Sharon will discuss up-to-the-minute lifestyle changes and shift your thinking toward empowerment. Many opinions you will hear today may be counterintuitive to your current thinking. All we ask is that you have an open mind to the raw truth. Chef Sharon has spent the last 30 years sharing the raw truth with people. She does not mince words and will always tell it like it is. And now, The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning and welcome to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Hey, guys, guess what? Facebook continues to light up, and we truly, truly appreciate it. We love for you to continue to follow us. We're at The Raw Truth Radio Show, or you can go to my website, rawfoodexpress.com. We're still working on the Twitter account, and as soon as I have that available, I promise I'll let you guys know what it is. Now, I wanted to share with you, as a result of you supporting the radio show the way you have been, our Facebook likes are now over 14,000, and we definitely appreciate each and every one of you with the thumbs up. I just wanted to share with you some of the events that have gone on and that are coming up in the very near future as a result of you guys supporting the radio show and the message that we're trying to get out. I did this morning a blog talk radio with Mona Fletcher, and Mona Fletcher is the founder of Action Words Entertainment. So our message is now going to be going out to the entertainment world also, because guess what? They need to hear the truth. They need to hear the raw truth. And that broadcast on Blog Talk Radio is available now at blogtalkradio.com/ActionWordsENT, short for entertainment. Now, on Monday, the 28th of June, I will be lecturing at the American Librarian Association. It's their national convention here in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Convention Center. That should be a lot of fun. Then on Tuesday, July the 1st, I'm going to be having lunch with and speaking with Mr. James Cannon, the father of Nick Cannon of America's Got Talent, and we're going to talk about more about his book, but a little bit more on a personal level, one-on-one. And then Monday, July the 7th, I'm going to be at Let's Talk About Your Hair. This is a fabulous new salon in the Red Rock Canyon area, and Raw Food Express, which is my Raw Food Express restaurant, will also be doing catering there for Let's Talk About Your Hair and Peter Anthony and his wonderful staff there. On Wednesday, July 30th, the chef is going to be lecturing at Blacks in Government, which is sponsored by Aetna Life Insurance. So we have some wonderful things coming up. And I also wanted to clarify some things for you folks and the listening audience. When we're talking about vitamins, minerals, supplementation, so on and so forth, and you hear me refer to the 90 essentials, I just wanted to make it very clear that I am a longevity distributor of the longevity product line. Okay. However, I am not a recruiter. That's not what I do. I'm a health and wellness person, as you guys know, based upon my very extensive medical background. So I'm always going to do research and always bring to you the latest and the greatest in products. If you choose at some point that this is a career or a business opportunity that you'd like to explore, then I'm certainly open to expand and give you that information if you like. But that is not my purpose, as most of you get to know me as time goes on. Also, the same with doTERRA. doTERRA is certified pure therapeutic 100% essential oils, and the same thing. We now are carrying those in our store retail, and the purpose of this is we are teaching you lifestyle change. We're teaching you how to change your food. We're also bringing to you vitamins and supplementation, and in addition to the adjunct or the addition to the essential oils. And essential oils date way back to the time of Cleopatra, so they have definitely always been used for medicinal purposes. And in many times, it works very well for our customers who need some sort of in-between remedies while they're waiting for the food to take effect, they're waiting for the nutrition to take effect, they're waiting for all these other things to take effect. Many times the essential oils can bridge that gap. So I just wanted to let you know and make that very clear to you that I do represent both Youngevity and doTERRA, but my main focus and purpose is to help educate you and to bring you cutting-edge information and knowledge so that you can make more informed and better decisions about your future health care moving forward. Okay, so now let's do this. You know, always at the top of the hour, we always talk about, I didn't know that. So today we're continuing on. Remember, we've got 60 essential minerals that the body needs every single day. And we've gone through, I believe, probably 10 or 15 of them, excuse me. So today we're going to talk about the health benefits of colloidal plant-based gold. That's right, gold, boys and girls. Okay, so here we go. Number one, the little tiny gold particles that are able to penetrate through the cell membrane are done so very easily. Gold can be taken internally or externally. And what happens is the actual little gold particles are going to provide relief from many symptoms of many different types of diseases. So let's talk about some of the benefits, okay? The first one, colloidal gold is used to help reduce joint inflammation and joint pain that is usually caused by arthritis. It also works very well in causes of rheumatoid arthritis, where you have the swelling of the joints, which causes stiffness, which now affects the mobility or the ability to move those joints around. If taken on a regular basis, the pain will start to ease, and the normal movement of the joints will be restored in a very short period of time. Now remember, as we're talking about plant-based minerals, we know that they are cofactored. If you're missing gold, you're missing the other 59, because there is a total of 60 minerals essential every single day. Number three, colloidal gold cream can also be available and it can be used topically for joint pain. Number four, colloidal gold, acts as a natural stimulant for the cells of our body. It helps to improve the transmission of our electrical signals between the nerve cells in the brain, and it also helps to increase our mental alertness and improve our concentration. And we all could definitely use that, little 14-carat, 24-carat, eh? Number five, when it's taken as a supplement on a regular basis for at least 1 month, the IQ level of a person improves significantly. Now, it's been proven to be beneficial for those who experience problems, or if you're having problems with lack of concentration or memory loss, that colloidal gold may help to restore the healthy function of your brain. Interesting, huh? Remember, there's 60 essential minerals your body needs every day. We've already talked about the fact that if you're missing one, you're missing the other 59. We also have talked about in previous broadcasts that these minerals are deposited throughout the United States. And they're not all found in one geographic location. So therefore, even though you may be buying organic, you are not able to, I repeat, you are not able to get the 60 essential minerals that your body needs every single day. Okay, here we go. Number six, colloidal gold has a soothing effect on nerves that are tensed up. So when people start using colloidal gold, the first thing they experience is a calmness about themselves. They feel more relaxed. They feel like they have relief from mental stress. In fact, using colloidal gold has also helped with depression, depression and anxiety symptoms, and have shown great results. It can also be used as an alternative medicine for other brain-related issues like Parkinson's disease. And Parkinson is the one where they have the twitching and the shaking of the hands and the extremities. Now, number eight, we tend to gain weight when our digestive tract is not working properly. The undigested food that is left behind inside the bowel is usually responsible for the increase in body weight. When colloidal gold is taken, it helps to improve the digestion process and helps reduce obesity. I think you guys are starting to understand now the correlation between having all of these minerals working on your behalf, because when you're missing one or two or three or more, your nutritional tank starts to empty, if it isn't already, and the body then starts attacking itself, whether it be diabetes or osteoporosis or kidney disease or high blood pressure. And we're going to talk about high blood pressure very shortly here, so let me continue on. Now, since the 19th century, they've also used colloidal gold to treat alcoholism. And today, it's used for treating other types of addictions, things like nicotine, drugs, caffeine, and things like that. Number 10, colloidal gold solution can be applied topically in the form of an ointment to treat different types of skin conditions. For example, eczema, fungal infections, skin rash, wounds, burns, and so on. It's also used in the majority of your anti-aging skincare products, ladies. It helps to regenerate cells. It also restores their normal elastic properties and helps to improve skin condition. So you can see why this is a cash cow for the anti-aging community, right? Colloidal gold. When it's given to people who are suffering from life-threatening conditions, it is found to have prolonged their life. And this is because gold energizes the body's cells, the cells in our body, and makes them healthy too. Gold energizes the body's cells in our body and makes them healthy too. Now, there are other forms of colloidal gold that are used in treating certain types of cancer, things like prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, that are used in different alternative therapies. And I hate to use that word alternative because, you know, nutrition should not be considered alternative. Western medicine should be considered alternative. But as we've talked about before in our previous broadcast, the medical community has been able to corral us with their medications and their different processes and different treatments and things like that. And what we've learned over the last 13, 14, 15 weeks is that allopathic medicine has its place. But when it comes to nutritional deficiencies that the body is suffering from, they are not qualified to help you. They are not trained in nutrition. They are trained in what is called allopathic reductionistic medicine, which basically means they divide your body into different body parts, and they will prescribe pharmaceutical drugs for each of those body parts. And the way those medications work is they will suppress your immune system. They will suppress other ongoing systems of your body while trying to make you feel comfortable. All right? So we know that the body suffers from malnutrition. The big concern, of course, is our digestive tract. And we're going to talk about that again. But anyway, let me continue on and not digress here. Now, basically, colloidal gold is a non-toxic element found in nature that does not have any adverse side effects. Unless, of course, you're going to be one of those people that use things in excess, and we know anything used in excess in the intake is going to lead to some kind of poisoning, and it's going to be harmful to your health. But used in a very normal and educated protocol, we need gold in addition to the other 59 vitamins and minerals every single day. Okay? Now, we've just got to talk. We just finished talking about gold. And now, let's start moving into, we're going to talk today about high blood pressure. This is a very debilitating disease because why? You don't know that you have it. So, high blood pressure, also known as hypertension. Hypertension. One-third of U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's 100 million of us, boys and girls. It's called the silent killer. Our bodies aren't wired neurologically to feel high blood pressure. We can feel pain. No problem. We're wired for that. But we're not wired to feel high blood pressure unless we reach a point where our blood pressure has gotten so high that either we are having headaches, we may have nosebleeds, and things like that. But usually the average person does not feel anything when they become hypertensive or they're exhibiting signals of hypertension. Now, high blood pressure, if it's left unchecked and untreated, will lead to heart failure, coronary heart disease, and this is where the blood vessels in your heart, they basically explode. It can lead to stroke, and this is where you get a clot somewhere in one of your blood vessels, and it breaks off, and it lodges itself in a kidney, a liver, a lung, your brain. It can kill you. And also, high blood pressure, if left unchecked and untreated, will lead to kidney failure because sugar is flowing through the bloodstream and it needs to be in the cell. We're going to talk about that next week about diabetes. All right? Okay, so now let's move on and let's talk about the effects of essential fatty acids. Now, most of the time, strokes are caused by essential fatty acid deficiencies. That's your three omega-3s and 6s. When you run out of essential fatty acids, then the blood clots unnaturally, increasing the blood pressure. Now, all of these factors lead to high blood pressure because the pressure is increasing because it's trying to blow out the clot so that it can travel on down the bloodstream later on. That's why high blood pressure is related to stroke, even though the cause is an essential fatty acid deficiency. Hey, boys and girls, let's do this. Don't you dare touch that mouse. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in two. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like me on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show, or visit my website, rawfoodexpress.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Hello, everyone. Come celebrate our 8th anniversary Visionary Awards Luncheon Tuesday, July 1st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Suncoast Hotel. Our very special guest and speaker, James Cannon, will inspire and motivate you. James is the father of America's Got Talent, Nick Cannon. James will be available for book signings of his book, The Calling, and it's free with your ticket purchase. Chef Sharon Fraser will be at our Chef's Corner for the event. We have exhibits, live entertainment, raffle drawings, and group tables of 10 are available. For tickets, call us, 702-639-6964. Join us. We'll see you there.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled Sharynne, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
Hi, everybody. This is Chef Sharon. You're listening to The Raw Truth, and welcome back. All right. In the first half, we were just starting to talk about hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. We were talking about the fact that, one-third of the U.S. adult population has high blood pressure, which is 100 million of us, not me because I don't have it, but of you. We also talked about the fact that it's the silent killer. We learned that the body is not wired neurologically to feel blood pressure. You can feel pain, but you're not going to feel blood pressure unless, of course, you start having maybe excruciating headaches, and sometimes you may get a nosebleed, and it'll bleed and bleed and bleed. Okay, and then we learned that if high blood pressure goes unchecked or untreated, that it can lead to heart failure, coronary heart disease. It can also lead to blood clots, and that most of the time, strokes are caused by essential fatty acid deficiencies. When you run out of the essential fatty acids, your blood now clots unnaturally, increasing blood pressure, forming clots. And now these factors are blocking flow of blood So what happens is your body is going to naturally increase the blood pressure to see if it can blow out that clot as it travels through the bloodstream. And unfortunately, that clot can land in one of your vital organs, and it can kill you. That's why high blood pressure is related to stroke, even though it's caused by essential fatty acid deficiencies. Now, the device to choose to measure your blood pressure is called a sphygmomanometer. Now, that's a big word, right? Sphyg, S-P-H-Y-G-M-O-M-A-N-O-M-E-T-E-R. And that's that big old bulby pump thing they put on your arm and they pump it up. Well, now they have more digital ones that you can do at home. Now, one thing about these digital newer models, they are not as accurate as the old pump style. So what you're going to have to do is, after you get your equipment, I would like to suggest that maybe you call your local fire department or get a hold of one of your EMTs somewhere and see if you can have your machine checked against their equipment, because they are not really 100% reliable in the numbers. The numbers sway quite a bit one way or the other. Now, your pharmaceuticals have created a whole new category of drugs. These are what we call your hypertension or your pre-hypertension drugs. These drugs didn't even exist years ago. Back in the day when I was going through my medical training, your blood pressure would be 140 over 90. It had to be taken 3 times in a row at home, back to back, or time after time after time, in order to receive a clinical diagnosis of having high blood pressure or hypertension. But medical doctors now have been brainwashed by your pharmaceuticals to give anyone pharmaceuticals that have a blood pressure reading above 120 degrees. Now, why do you think there's been such a high rise in these medications? Because sales have gone through the roof. They manipulate the numbers according to what they need in sales. They did the exact same thing with blood sugar medication. They keep lowering the numbers for blood sugar, they keep lowering the numbers for cholesterol. And every time they change the numbers, this increases sales by the millions just by playing with the numbers. Now, there is something called the white coat syndrome as far as blood pressure is concerned. The white coat syndrome is basically people who get nervous at the thought of seeing or even the thought of being anywhere near a doctor. That feeling they get is kind of like the feeling that we get, that nervousness just before we take a test. And we, as Homo sapiens, we do not like to be tested. So we always get that kind of giddy feeling. And this can cause people's folks' blood pressure to rise. That's called the white coat syndrome. Normally, after you've come into the doctor, if you happen to be one of those, sit down, relax for 10 or 15 minutes, okay? Take a deep breath. You'll be okay. It's not life and death. And then they'll come in and take your blood pressure again. Now, let's talk about 3 causes of high blood pressure. One is calcium deficiency, and we're going to talk about that today. The second one is called PAD, P-A-D, which is peripheral arterial disease in the kidneys. We're also going to talk about that today. And the third one is obesity, and this is where your heart has to work harder to pump blood through the fat. It causes a strain on the heart due to the excessive weight, but we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to definitely talk about calcium deficiency, and we're going to talk about PAD, peripheral arterial disease. Now, remember, 1/3 of the population has high blood pressure. So if you have nutritional deficiencies and you're eating the wrong types of food all the time, then here's what happens. You clog up the arteries in your kidneys. You clog up the arteries in your heart. We clog up the arteries in your eyes, and you clog up the arteries in your brain. This is nutritional deficiencies on top of bad food. Now, these are really easy to fix if you have an open mind, but you've got to have an open mind. Remember, at the top of the show, it says, some of these opinions may be counterintuitive to your current thinking. All we have ask is that you have an open mind. So, we feel that it's easy to fix if you have an open mind. Common knowledge is wrong. They tell us that whole grains are good for us. And now we're finding out that grains are the worst thing in the world for our bodies. Our bodies are not designed to digest grains. Gluten, specifically, but gluten protein. So guess what? Common knowledge has it wrong. They also tell us that exercise is good for us. Exercise is good for us, but not if you exercise over 90 minutes. because after 90 minutes, your body starts to produce what's called oxidative stress. And oxidative stress can kill you. Case in point, Harvard University did a study after Jim Fix died, and his last name is spelled F-I-X-X, like X-ray, X-ray. He's the author of the Runner's Bible Guide, and he's the guy that started the whole revolution of jogging here in the United States. He ran about, 20, 25 different marathons, and when he was in his early 50s, he was standing in line at the post office in New Hampshire, and he was training for a marathon, and guess what? He dropped dead due to an enlarged heart caused by, guess what, a selenium deficiency. Selenium is one of the 60s, boys and girls. Here we go again. When you exercise and you sweat out nutrients. These nutrients must be replaced through your diet. They must be replaced through supplementation. Why? Because we've already learned that it's not in the food. If it's not in the food, it's not in the soil. You can't get it from food. Jim Fix didn't believe in supplements. He believed that all it was expensive pee and poop. And so here's another case in point where common knowledge was wrong. Common knowledge killed him. This is another case of hearsay where we believe that things like grains are good for us. But what we really know is grains are one of the things that killed him. The Harvard study has shown us that there's a 600% increase in the chances of having a heart attack when you exercise and you do not supplement. Now, if exercise was such a cure-all, then wouldn't you think that every professional athlete would live to be over 100? Are you kidding me? They die young. They die younger than the average American. Why? Sweating out the minerals and not putting them back. They exercise more in 1 week than most of us will do in a year. Tiger Woods broke his leg swinging a golf club. Why? His bones were weak. Why? Because I'm sure his nutritionist told him, eat whole grains, they're good for you. You don't have to worry about supplementation. You can get everything you need. You take supplements, it's just expensive pee. And he hasn't been the same since then. Let's talk about the main cause of high blood pressure. The main cause of high blood pressure is a calcium deficiency, boys and girls. It is not a genetic disorder. Your body has run out of calcium. Your body has run out of calcium. 1,200 milligrams a day is what we need. Now, calcium makes muscles relax so that the arteries can carry blood away from your heart. Veins carry the blood back to the heart. Arteries have muscles. Veins do not. Now, there's a relationship between calcium and magnesium. So when you get a Charlie horse or your muscle starts twitching, it's because your calcium is too low. Calcium is necessary for your muscles to relax and to constrict and to help pump blood away from the heart. If you don't have enough calcium, the muscles will constrict, but they won't relax. So what happens when muscles constrict? It's like a garden hose, and there's water coming out of it. What happens if you squeeze it just a little bit? What happens? The water comes out faster. So when you constrict an artery because there's not enough calcium, the blood that flows through faster, and you now have high blood pressure. Now, how easy was that? How easy was that? Calcium deficiencies cause muscles in the arteries, makes them unable to relax, and therefore increases your blood pressure. Can you see that this is not a predisposed genetic disorder? Can you see this? It is a nutritional deficiency. This is why one-third of our population has high blood pressure. Because our calcium needs for our body are gigantic, and we're not getting them. It's a simple calcium deficiency, and this deficiency is not being met by food. It's not, because again, if it's not in the soil, it's not in the roots. If it's not in the roots, it's not in the plant. If it's not in the plant, it's not in you. Did you know there's more calcium in maple syrup than what there is in milk.
Shoot.
Calcium is not the easiest thing to get into the body. So where would you get calcium from? It comes from the soil. So what happens if there's not enough calcium in the grass that the cow eats? Where does the cow get its calcium from? The cow can only get calcium from the soil, and that's the stuff that it's eating that it's grown in. If it's not in the soil, it's not in the roots. If it's not in the roots, it's not in the grass. If it's not in the grass, it's not in the cow. If it's not in the cow, it's not in the milk. If it's not in the milk, it's not in the milk. You get high blood pressure because why? It's a calcium deficiency, and you didn't get it from your food, and you thought that you could, and you can't. So let's talk about the calcium confusion. This one is going to blow your mind, and now you're going to understand why high blood pressure is the silent killer that it is, although we think we're doing the right thing. Can you agree with me now that we need to supplement with calcium? We agree upon that, right? Okay. So when you go to the health food store, you're going to see there's dozens and dozens and dozens of different types of calcium supplements that you can choose from. It's the largest section of the vitamin aisle. Your prices are going to be anywhere from $10 to $100. So we'll pick the one in the middle. So here's the breakdown of your 500 milligram calcium carbonate tablets. The RDA is 1,200 milligrams, so if you take three, that would be 1,500 milligrams, right? Not quite. 500 milligrams of calcium carbonate capsule equals this, 200 milligrams of calcium, 300 milligrams of carbonate. Now, it's the job of your stomach to break this in two and to release the calcium, but guess what? The stomach needs calcium to make strong stomach acid. If you're calcium deficient, you have weak stomach acid. There are cells in your stomach that are called chief cells, and they need calcium to squirt out stomach acid. There is no way for you to be able to break down this molecule in two because there is no calcium absorption at all. But for today's example, let's just assume that we have strong stomach acid. Okay? Now, your stomach is going to break the molecules in two, and you're going to get 200 milligrams of calcium, but it's not going to be the 500 milligrams tablet that it's labeled as. So what that means is I will only need to take six. Six times the 200 is 1,200, but guess what? That's not true either, because why? Calcium carbonate is only 15% absorbable. From one capsule, you will only get 30 milligrams of calcium because it is 15% absorbable. So it's 15% of the 200 milligrams, which is 30 milligrams. So in a 500 milligram calcium tablet, you're actually getting 30 milligrams of calcium. Now, in order to get 1,200 milligrams a day, which the RDA says we need, you'll have to take 40 capsules a day. In order to have a therapeutic response, you would need to take 40 capsules a day. Most people take three, and that's why we still have high blood pressure. When you're taking nutritional supplements, ladies and gentlemen, the recipe is critical. Sally Fields came out and said she got osteoporosis even though she was taking calcium, a prescription drug called Boniva, which is to increase her calcium. But she only took three. So I'm not saying take 40 capsules of calcium a day, but what I am saying is when you take nutritional supplements, the recipe is everything. The recipe is everything. Calcium is just not calcium if it's not absorbable in a liquid form. Longevity has 95% absorbable calcium in a product that is called OsteoFX Plus. You're going to need 1 ounce, and if you're over 150 pounds, you're going to need 1 ounce twice a day. And due to the very special proprietary blend that they have, they make their calcium absorbable 1 by 95%. Calcium deficiency is the main cause of high blood pressure. Guess what, boys and girls? We're going to take a short break. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like me on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show, or visit my website, rawfoodexpress.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Hello, everyone. Come celebrate our 8th anniversary Visionary Awards Luncheon Tuesday, July 1st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Suncoast Hotel. Our very special guest and speaker, James Cannon, will inspire and motivate you. James is the father of America's Got Talent, Nick Cannon. James will be available for book signings of his book, The Calling, and it's free with your ticket purchase. Chef Sharon Fraser will be at our Chef's Corner for the event. We have exhibits, live entertainment, raffle drawings, and group tables of 10 are available. For tickets, call us, 702-639-6964. Join us. We'll see you there.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And hi, folks. This is your chef, Chef Sharon Fraser. Welcome back to The Raw Truth. Let's continue on. We're just about finished with this segment, and then we're going to welcome my very special guest, Mr. James Cannon. So the second confusion that we need to straighten out is that of what's called PAD, peripheral artery disease in the kidneys. Now, this is where you have clogged tiny blood vessels that feed into the kidneys. Now, the kidneys are designed to filter our blood, and some of the blood vessels are so tiny that one little tiny red blood cell can barely fit through at a time. So they're very easy to clog. Now, when they get clogged, the blood starts backing up behind the kidney. It's like when your sink gets clogged with hair and the sink starts to fill up. When this happens in the kidneys, they secrete an enzyme that's called renin, R-E-N-I-N. Now, renin activates a biochemical in your blood that's called angiotensin. And what this biochemical does is it makes your blood pressure go up. So why does your body do this? It's raising the blood pressure to try to force that clot that we formed out. So the kidneys need to filter blood because that's what they do. PAD is the second cause of high blood pressure, peripheral artery disease in the kidneys. The body is trying to help or heal itself. Make sense? So what causes this to happen? What causes the kidneys and the little tiny blood vessels to become clogged? Eating the wrong foods, eating fried foods, oils, foods that are high in free radicals cause damage to the arteries, which causes the body now to try to fix the damage with cholesterol, which now causes the arteries to clog. And we talked about this when we talked about cholesterol in one of the other segments. You can catch that on the archives of my show. So we follow the good food, bad food list. And hang on to your underwear, boys and girls. So here's the list of the good foods. Now, remember, this broadcast has nothing to do with being raw, vegan, vegetarian, or any of those. This has to do with explaining to you how your body functions, how allopathic medicine, pharmaceutical drugs change your biochemistry, and how your body responds accordingly. So, in following the good food, bad food list, on the list of good foods, eggs, butter, dairy, salt, spices, veggies, fruits, nuts, rice, beans, quinoa, meat, poultry, fish, Pearl millet. Pearl millet is a grain. It's a gluten-free grain. And anything gluten-free, we welcome. Lard, vinegar, red wine, coffee, and tea. Now, I know that's totally counterintuitive to everything you've heard ever in your life. But now I'm going to list for you the bad foods, and these are the guys that are killing us. These are the ones that are causing type 2 diabetes. These are the ones that are affecting kidneys. These are the ones that are causing cancer. These are the ones that we eat every single day because why? We've been programmed and we've been told that these are good for us, and we've learned now that the body is not designed to break these down. In the bad food category, here we go. Wheat, barley, rye, oats, oil in a bottle. That's right. Extra virgin olive oil. Extra virgin olive oil. Any kind of oil in a bottle. Fried foods, carbonated beverages with a meal. And the reason being, the CO2 or the carbon dioxide that's in your carbonated beverages, Pepsi, Cokes, whatever, actually neutralizes your stomach acid, which now makes your breakdown and absorption absolutely impossible. Well-done red meat is on the list. Nitrites that you find in processed deli meats, things like your roast beef and your bacon and your sausages and your lunch meats, okay? Also, the skins of baked potatoes, baked yams, sweet potatoes, acrylamides, and McDonald's French fries. Please, do not take your kids for McDonald's French fries. Those potatoes, when they're fried, produce acrylamides, and acrylamides are known carcinogens and known to cause cancer. We take nutrients into the body to unclog the clogs. And life is good. Okay, now, folks, here we go. We're going to break right here. We're going to stop. We're not going to take a break. We're just going to maybe switch gears a little bit. And I would like to switch gears here for a moment. And I am very honored to introduce my very next special guest, Mr. James Cannon. James is an author and motivational speaker and visionary and father of Nick Cannon of America's Got Talent. Today we're going to talk about the difference between a calling and a passion for one's life work. Good morning, Mr. Cannon. How are you?
Listen, I'm doing outstanding, trying to get in a stationary position. Give me 2 seconds and I'll be right where you need me, but I definitely appreciate you. I'm hoping I'm coming in loud and clear.
I'm reading you.
Let me know how my quality comes in.
You're fine. Sounds good to me.
Outstanding. First of all, I want to say I appreciate you so very much and your show and what you're doing, because the knowledge that I heard you put out right now, my goodness, I think if you're already on the radio, if you're only on once a week, you got to be on every day, because the knowledge that you have and what you're putting out right now is so very valuable, and there's so many people hurting in so many different ways. And some of the things that you shared about the medical industry and what's really going on as far as the money opportunity, the conflict of interest, and the advice and that the doctors give, that it leaves a lot of people in a very vulnerable position. But to have someone as valuable as yourself that has the ability to give the type of knowledge that you're giving, and I don't think I heard you say one time. I think the knowledge just flows so beautifully. So I just want to say I appreciate you so very much for what you're doing as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Give my audience a little overview, just a little bit about your background. You've had, you know, many things go on, and how you were led to writing The Calling.
Well, you know, I appreciate that so very much for a lot of reasons, because namely, I believe everybody has a calling, and I just wanted to try to make that very plain. And sometimes because we've misunderstood purpose and calling, we use it interchangeably, but it's not. And I think it's very important for us to get very clear on what our purpose is in life, but then at the same time have a very clear understanding what a calling is, so that we can walk in those and distinguish those. Having 5 sons, which Nick Cannon is my oldest son, I love him tremendously. And, you know, his philanthropy and giving back is outstanding as well. So and working with his foundation and working with young people all across the country, we've had a chance to speak into a lot of young people's lives. And I've seen a lot of young people that almost had it. They almost had everything going in the right direction and figured it out, and they let something throw them off track, or they got sidetracked, or, you know. But if they just could have understood that they were walking in a calling, and they stay focused, I want to say to them that they can fulfill it, that the sky really is the limit, particularly here in America, because there's so many opportunities. So in speaking into my five boys' lives every day, have an opportunity to really be close with all of my sons, watch them go through some incredible achievements. You know, my calling then became to speak into the lives of young men. Because there's so many young men right now making knuckleheaded decisions that with the proper guidance, the proper mentoring, you know, they could be all right. They could make their parents proud. And so, and thus, writing the book, Nick did the foreword in the book, and I appreciate it so very much. And I was just trying to say very clearly, looking into the subject of calling, that everybody has a calling and everybody has a purpose. You know, using the metaphor for the caterpillar as he goes, prepares to go into the cocoon, but he has had a life of experiences of a caterpillar that is already unbelievable, you know, trying to get to the cocoon where the metamorphosis will take place, and then for him, life changes. He now soars over territory that he used to have to crawl over. And so it's a very beautiful metaphor, if I use it in the book, that everybody has a caterpillar state. Everybody has a state where we go into our cocoon, and then we have a state where we come out with new tools, new gifts that we can now use, but sometimes fear of never having flown before can cause us to not reach the potential. So I'm saying coming out of that state is very important. I have charges in the book to my grandchildren because it's very much wrapped around life. That's the reason I appreciate what you're doing. I do a show in the mornings called Cannon on Fire Healing School. I love to have you on there because, you know, if it's about life, what you do is with the body, which is valuable, getting the body in tip-top shape. But because the body is made up of, we're made up of spirit, soul, and body, I'm saying when your spirit is strong, when a man's spirit is strong, it can help him even with some of those physical ailments, too. Eating and proper counsel on diet is very, very valuable. So you and I are singing to the choir together on the health issue and in life. So I give charges to my grandchildren. I have three of my sons have children. Nick has twins. And so I know it's valuable. One of my sons have a daughter. My other son has a beautiful son, Najee. I know it's valuable to be able to speak life over our children, but I had a privilege to speak life over my grandchildren and how valuable the words are in aiding to proper health. You know, after you eat right, you got to make sure you're saying the right thing. You got to put positive words out into the universe. You got to plant seeds into the ground of positive words that will bring forth the harvest all around you. A lot of kids, some kids leave out the house and never hear nobody say, I love you, son. Never hear nobody say, you can do it. I believe in you. And they have to go face a world where there's a multiple personalities out there that are saying a lot of negativity towards them. So one of the things is building your spirit up and making sure that what comes out of your mouth is going to affect your life. So in writing The Calling, it's been a privilege for me as well, because the difference between a purpose and a calling is that a table has a purpose, but a table can't have a calling. A car can have a purpose, A, to be driven, but it really doesn't have a calling. To have a calling, you got to be able to make some adjustments. You got to be able to hear. And so being able to hear, then it gives you the opportunity to be able to follow those directives into your greatness. You know, for instance, yourself as a woman, if we really look at the difference between a purpose and a calling, for a woman, what we find, no matter what planet, no matter what time, history, the greatest miracle that a woman produces is the masterpiece that comes from her womb, that wibbles and tibbles and jiggles on the inside of her. And in all generations, you can take it to another planet, and a woman has the ability to procreate life. So her purpose then, if God creates a woman, whether you argue or believe it or not, as we look at it, is to procreate masterpieces of life. She has to do that with the man, because there's a reproduction system, as you know, that has to take place for that to happen. But then God has to be involved in that as well. But when you look at your calling of what you do is excellent, where you share wisdom on how to preserve your life, properly eating and properly exercising, you know, no more than 90 minutes. That's a calling. That's a calling. That's not necessarily just a purpose in life, because you could have, your calling can change. President Barack Obama's calling first was to finish law school. After that, it changed and became greater. And so that's the gist of the reason for the book, The Calling. There's so much in there. I've got a lot of celebrities in there where you could identify with some of their calling to help you better understand, because I want you to leave this radio interview understanding that what you do is a calling, and it's a powerful calling, and it's reaching the nation, and I want to charge you to continue. It's not your purpose in life, but it is your calling.
Thank you. James, would you mind? I would like to read the foreword that Nick wrote for your book. Would you mind if I read that to the audience?
No, that would be beautiful.
I think it would be a wonderful way for us to wrap up our segment today. This is a foreword that was written by Nick Cannon to his dad. It says, "I count myself fortunate and blessed. Blessed to have had and still have my father in my life. And because I was one of the fortunate ones, it was my father who loved and assisted me as I grew from a boy to a man and in understanding my purpose and calling in life. A common mistake that most people will make is confusing a purpose for a calling or a calling for a purpose. Though the two are intertwined, they are very much different. How so? Continue reading his book and you'll find out. The nuggets that my dad is sharing with you, he shared with me and my brothers, and I too will use to share with my own children now that I am a dad myself. Thank you, Dad, for listening. Thank you for being a good example of a loving father by assisting me in truly understanding my purpose and calling as I grow from a boy to a man. Thank you for not sparing my butt whooping when I needed it as a child. Thank you for not sparing hours of long sermons on life whenever I came to a crossroad. Thank you for the encouraging words that I needed when I needed the extra push. I love you, Dad. In this book, my dad will share with you the same life lessons, instructions, and principles he exemplifies still today. The Calling is not only a book, it is literally a life manuscript on how a person, be it woman or man, boy or girl, can truly discover and understand their godly, divine purpose and calling in this journey called life. I hope this book will be as much a blessing to you as it was to me." Nick Cannon. Wow. You have got to be so proud, and going through challenges with him and his health and so on and so forth, I'm going to reach out to you and to your family and see if there's anything that we can do on this end, Mr. James Cannon, to help you and your family. Well, boys and girls, believe it or not, it was a little heavy at the end, but I think you understand what Mr. Cannon's message is. I think you understand what our message is. And look, I know it was a little heavy, but I appreciate you spending time with me. I hope you learned a little something today. And let's do this again next week. And Mr. Cannon, would you be a guest on my show again, please, sir?
Most definitely. I definitely count it a privilege, really, is Like I said, the wisdom that you have is outstanding, so I'll definitely count it a privilege to be.
Great, and thank you. So listen, folks, let's do this. Let's do it again next week, and now you go out and get healthy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Raw Truth. Please join Chef Sharon Fraser again next week at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Now, go and get healthy.